So, within 24 hours, we were getting calls and sending girls to clients, and Alison and Julie were in their element. Cuckoo and Norman had left early that morning, and the first visitor we had on board was the police chief. He wasted no time and told Alison and Julie he wanted them to join him down below in one of the cabins. Looking a little surprised, Alison followed him down as me and Jimmy sat up wondering what the hell was going on. About 40 minutes later, he came up smiling, walked down the gangway to his car, and was driven away. Alison looked at me, and I immediately knew something was wrong. Julie was also looking a bit strange, then suddenly burst into tears. "Oh, what's going on?" I asked. "He wants €10,000 a week," Alison exclaimed, hugging Julie. "What? That's ridiculous. You haven't even covered the lease on the boat or mooring fees, let alone paying bribes to the police." "And he said he wants me to come to his apartment whenever he wants," Alison said. "Are you kidding me? He's taking the piss. That wasn't part of the deal, was it?" "No. Cuckoo said we just had to let him have a girl occasionally. But he really fancies Alison," Julie said, wiping her eyes. "So, how are you going to pay him the money then?" Jimmy asked Julie. "We can't. Well, not until we start earning, but €10,000 will take at least a week or so." We all discussed the situation and decided that he'd have to wait. Julie called him on the phone to try to explain the situation, but he was adamant. We had to pay within 24 hours. We were all stunned at his obnoxious attitude, and Alison was seriously not happy about having to go with him whenever he wanted. She wouldn't tell me what happened down below, but both her and Julie were nothing like the night before. We needed to get some supplies in, so I told the girls, me and Jimmy, we'd go find a supermarket. 2 hours later, we returned to find 3 police cars and officers all over the boat. Alison was in tears as Julie was arguing with the officer in charge. She said they had a report of drugs being transported and were searching the yacht. It was obviously a setup, and I told Alison it was probably just his way of scaring them into submission. I tried to talk to the police but was told to be quiet or I'd be arrested as well. Then, about half an hour later, Julie and Alison were led away in handcuffs. I was going out of my mind as they wouldn't even tell me what they had been charged with, but one of the crew pulled me aside and said not to do anything crazy or it will make things worse. He then told me the police chief was very rich and it was suspected that he was on the take from many businesses in the area. That evening was the longest ever, and I had no idea what to do. Jimmy was drinking like a fish and making all kinds of stupid suggestions. I just needed to think, so went down to our cabin and lay on the bed. It was an absolute paradise when we first arrived, but now we were living in a nightmare. At 22:40, one of the crew was knocking on the door. "Come quickly, police up top want to talk you," he said in broken English. Getting dressed as fast as I could, I ran up to find 2 police officers standing on the rear boarding deck. They said they'd found a holdall full of drugs in one of the crew's cabins, and the crew member that had come to me said he'd apparently run away. The police were really angry and tried to accuse me of being involved. I tried to ask about Alison, and all they said was I'd have to wait until they see the judge, which would be in a couple of weeks' time. Things were getting really crazy, and because I didn't have any contact details of Norman or Cuckoo, had to find a lawyer. Again, they wanted payment up front, especially when they heard the story about the police chief wanting a bribe. 2 weeks later, Alison and Julie were released on bail and told to appear in court in a few weeks' time. My first instinct was to tell Alison to come back to UK with me and we'd start a new life. But she said the police chief had told her there was no escape and if we didn't pay him $50,000, they'd have to go to jail. I was sure it was all a setup and they hadn't really found any drugs, but what confused me was the crew member doing a runner.